Now thirdly comes joy or delight. We found what we were looking for. At least we've begun to find it. And because we found it, or we've begun to find it after a long search, a long quest, perhaps after much suffering, trial, error, mistake, confusion, having found it, we're pleased, we're contented, we're even exhilarated, and we feel a great gratitude and a great devotion. We feel thankfulness for the gift of the teaching, and we feel like expressing that feeling. We feel love for spiritual teachers, love for companions on the way, and more than that, our contact with something ultimate, our contact with the spiritual, especially as embodied in the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha, begins to transform our lives, begins to take over our lives, we may say, so that we become less self-centered, living less for ourselves. We become more generous, more ready to give, not just to give things, but to give even with oneself, to give of oneself. We find too that neurotic desires become resolved. We find that compulsive habits of smoking and drinking are just given up, just drop off. We find perhaps ourselves disinclined to eat meat. We might even want to change our eating habits altogether and follow a more natural, more healthy regimen or diet. We practice right livelihood. We try to lead a simple and a harmless life. And all this too makes us feel happy, makes us feel contented and carefree. We feel at peace with ourselves. And because we're at peace with ourselves, we feel at peace with others too. We enjoy a good conscience. We sleep well at nights. But this doesn't mean, of course, that there's any complacency or self-satisfaction. Now, I must say, in fact, I must emphasize that Buddhism attaches great importance to this particular stage, this stage of joy and delight. Buddhism points out that a bad conscience blocks spiritual progress. And this is why in Buddhism there are many what we call services of confession, as in the Sevenfold Puja, where one can say, well, I've made these mistakes. I've done such and such thing which I should not have done, or failed to do something which I should have done. So you admit it, you confess it, you bring it out into the open, you recognize it, and you try to resolve it. And in this way, any feeling of guilt that one may have on account of that matter is purged, and one's joy and one's delight are restored. Now, in the West, unfortunately, people only too often suffer from irrational feelings of guilt. There is a rational feeling of guilt. If you've really done something wrong, of course you should feel uneasy about it. But there are two irrational feelings of guilt, especially with regard, say, to matters of sex. And the responsibility for these irrational feelings of guilt rests very largely with the churches, with Orthodox Christianity. And such feelings must be resolved. Otherwise, there's no real possibility of any spiritual progress.